What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome to another one of my top five videos. In these videos, these short form videos, I'm going to give you five golfers to either play on the value side, play on the sleeper side, or like this video, fade on the fading side. And of course, we can recommend all the good players to play, but if we don't recommend some players to fade, at least the right ones, then you may not be able to get all the way to the top. The Millionaire Maker Contest. That's what we're trying to do this week. And that is our goal, of course, with each of these videos. Maybe not to win the $1 million. Of course, that it would be the ultimate goal. How about just to be profitable, though? Let's start with that. And of course, last week, if you did follow me in my fade endeavors, well, you would have been profitable just doing that. Let's go ahead and quickly review them. Siwoo Kim ended up withdrawing after nine holes. Doc Redman missed the cut. Troy Merritt missed the cut. Alex Noren missed the cut. And Daniel Berger, the highest priced golfer on the field, well, he came in like a tee for 30th. Nothing great. So honestly, I don't think I can get much better, but I'm going to aim for the exact same results this week. That means I'm going to start off with Daniel Berger. Hell, he comes in at 7,400. I crack myself up because I just don't think I need to play him. Now, again, I want to make note, as I did with the values video, and of course, if you have not checked out the values video, please go do so right now. And of course, best way to get notified when these videos do come live, well, it's to subscribe to our YouTube channel here. So, okay, going back to Berger. What I'm going to do here is recent major performances and recent British Open history. So just so you know, I'm not going to be going over recent form. Those are the two areas that I'm going to be looking into. Okay, so for Berger, came in seventh at the U.S. Open. That was a pretty good comeback, actually, for him, and 75th at the PGA Championship. But the Open Championship, that has not been a major that Daniel Berger has figured out. Did not play a couple of years ago at Port Rush and missed the cut back in 2018. So for Daniel Berger, coming in around 20% owned, makes sense why. He's $7,400. But I would rather play Harris English, who's also $7,300. Going to be pretty highly owned. Really, probably right around the same ownership as Berger. So for me, I'd rather pick English if I'm going to play a chalkier player, and I will take the fade of Daniel. So for him, strokes gain ranks 35th off the tee, 14th on the approach, 150 around the green, which I think will really hurt him this week, and 29th putting. Speaking of really hurting around the green, Joaquin Niemann. If there's one major I don't want to play him in, it's this one. I really think that this major, above most else, will really make golfers that are bad around the green struggle even more. It'll really bring out those weaknesses. That's what this championship does. Now, he could get away with something like at Augusta. Well, you know, if he misses those greens, yeah, he's going to struggle on them. But he's not going to make big numbers here. That's definitely a possibility. He's coming in at 15% owned right now at $7,700. And only coming in the top 30 in the last two majors, well, that's not really something we want out of our 7,700 golfer. Now, granted, he just did come in second place at the Rocket Mortgage. Everything looked to be clicking as we look at the strokes gain ranked 11th off the tee, 42 around on the approach, 132 around the green, and 27 putting. So for Niemann, I get it. I just don't think I'm going to get more than 10% this week. He hasn't shown the ability to compete at the Open Championship quite yet. Guy that has been able to compete here a couple of times, at least get himself inside the top 10, is Tyrell Hatton. But the fact of the matter is, he's $9,000 and 16% owned, roughly the same price and ownership, maybe even a little higher ownership than both Patricks, Reed, and Cantlay. I like them better this week, as we see Hatton is still not really figured out in majors, missed the cut at the U.S. Open, only 38th at the PGA. For me, I just don't need to pay that price when I like the other golfers around him. We look at his strokes gain ranks this year, 20th off the tee, 11th on the approach. Certainly really good and something you'd want, but when you see he's 117 around the green and 89th putting, that's certainly not something you'd like to see. So for me, Ty Hatton at 16%, 17% owned, I'll take the under. I'll go to Reed, Cantlay over him. In fact, I'd even rather play Victor Hovland, who's going to be my fifth golfer that I'm going to be fading this week. Now, 16% owned, I'll probably have something like 10%, something like I did with Niemann there, but for Hovland, for me, it's still a wait-and-see approach at the Open Championship. As I mentioned with both Niemann and Berger, I think this event will test and always does test the around-the-green game of these players. So for me, I will look to fade Hovland, who does have some really good statistical numbers. Fifth off the tee, 17th on the approach, 99 around the green, and 72nd putting this year. But at 16% owned, I say the exact same thing. I would rather go play Reed and Cantlay, who have played well here at Open Championships before, have a much better short game than Hovland and Hatton, and are cheaper. So all of that combined, I'll take the other side. Now for the top end golfer that I'm going to fade this week, well, it's going to be Xander Schauffele. It's a little easier for me to do that given the fact that Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are both priced lower than him this week, and I like those golfers better than I like Xander. Xander just hasn't been in good form. He tried to do the arm lock putting, obviously trying to figure out a way to just get himself over the hump, which he can't quite do. When we look at his recent major performances, he did come in seventh at the U.S. Open. That's pretty good. Missed the cut at PGA Championship, which I feel like is a little bit similar to this. Now, at Port Rush, he came in 41st. He has shown the ability to compete here at the Open. Came in second a couple of years ago back in 2018. So keep that in mind. But at $10,000, I think I'd rather go up and pay $400 more, get somebody like Dustin Johnson, go all the way up to John Rahm, or even play Rory McIlroy over him. So for me, or even Brooks Koepka. So for me, anybody over $10,000 besides Schauffele is where I'm looking this week. So let's go 5-1. Again, Daniel Berger, Joaquin Niemann, Tyrell Hatton, Victor Hovland, Xander Schauffele. Those are five enormous names that I'll be fading this week and will likely make or break it for me. So next time, everybody, of course, stay tuned. If you haven't seen the sleepers video or if you haven't seen the values video, make sure it'll be coming up right after this. And of course, depending on what day you're recording this, I'm recording this Monday night, maybe seeing it on Tuesday. Check out Ben Raz and I, PGA DFS Strategy Show live, 1 o'clock. We break down our strategy for it. And then, of course, Eric Lundquist and I are going to be battling it out on Wednesday night, talking about Jordan Spieth and how we're going to be playing him. Not much for Eric, a lot for me, hint, hint. And of course, we'll be breaking down any weather concerns and so much more. So until then, everybody, good luck this week at the Open, or the British Open, whichever you prefer. And we'll see you next time. Cheers, everybody.